Before I finish, though, I'd like to offer just one or two quick observations on how serious a threat to governments were the agitations of the period we've been looking at. It's easy for historians to say, well, not much. But historians, of course, have the enormous advantage of knowing the outcome. They know that there was no British Revolution in 1819 or in 1832, or indeed during the Chartist period of the late 1830s and early 1840s. There was no revolution. That doesn't necessarily mean that there was never going to be a revolution. Contemporaries, or many of them, were indeed worried. They were worried about the growth of towns, which they increasingly saw as potentially threatening spaces, contested spaces, in which radical agitators could arrange meetings, which could go anywhere. The point I'm trying to make is that the rulers of the country were overwhelmingly landowners. They were used to negotiating on a personal level with their tenant farmers, who would negotiate with agricultural labourers. It's a very different and a very much more personal kind of relationship. Towns threatened folk. So that's one aspect. The other aspect, of course, is that there were successful revolutions. The obvious one is the French, we spoke about in 1789, but there are other revolutions in Europe in 1830, precisely at the time when Grey's government comes to power. So the rulers of the country, who were very well aware of developments elsewhere in Europe, were concerned that the French Revolution, or one of its bastard children, if you like, might be exported to Britain. So let's note that contemporaries were worried.